Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Investing Mind, A Guide to the Principles and Processes of Successful Investing, is a non-fiction investment book by Michael J. Mobisin, a longtime strategist, analyst, professor, and head of Consilient Research at Counterpoint Global within Morgan Stanley Investment Management, drawing on roughly four decades in markets. Mobisin examines the enduring habits and analytical disciplines that distinguish effective investors across very different market environments. The book is positioned less as a trading manual and more as a guide to judgment how investors should think about skill, luck, evidence, process, valuation, and decision quality. Its purpose is to clarify why successful investing depends on repeatable principles rather than isolated predictions or fashionable tactics. By combining professional experience with interdisciplinary research, including ideas from behavioral science, probability, complex systems, and competitive strategy, Mobisin presents investing as a structured craft. The central concern is not simply what to buy, but how to reason under uncertainty when outcomes are noisy and feedback is often misleading. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, separating investment skill from luck in noisy market outcomes. A central concern of the investing mind is the difficulty of judging investor ability when short-term results contain a large luck component. Mobisin is widely associated with the analysis of skill and luck, and this book extends that concern into the practical evaluation of investment performance. In markets, a good decision can lose money, and a poor decision can be rewarded, especially over short horizons. That creates a problem for investors, clients, and institutions. They may reinforce the wrong behavior if they focus only on recent returns. The book encourages readers to evaluate process as well as outcome, asking whether an investment decision was based on sound evidence, appropriate assumptions, and a reasonable assessment of probabilities. This does not mean ignoring results. Instead, it means interpreting results in relation to the decision environment. Activities with high uncertainty require larger samples, longer timeframes, and careful attention to base rates before skill can be inferred. This topic matters because many investors overreact to streaks, both positive and negative. By separating decision quality from outcome randomness, Mobisin helps readers avoid confusing confidence with competence and temporary success with durable edge. Secondly, building a repeatable process instead of relying on market predictions. The book emphasizes that successful investing depends on process more than isolated forecasts. Markets have changed dramatically across Mobisin's career. From the 1987 crash through the dot-com bubble, the global financial crisis, and later technology-driven cycles. Yet the need for a disciplined process has remained consistent. A process gives investors a way to define what they are looking for, how they estimate value, how they compare alternatives, and how they respond when facts change. This is different from prediction-driven investing, where attention often centers on the next economic release, market narrative, or price move. Mobisin's approach implies that investors should spend less energy trying to be certain about uncertain events and more energy improving the quality of their assumptions and comparisons. A repeatable process also makes learning possible, if decisions are documented and grounded in explicit reasoning. Investors can later examine whether errors came from bad information, poor analysis, excessive optimism, or simply normal variance. This topic is practical because it turns investing from a collection of opinions into a discipline that can be reviewed, refined, and improved over time. Thirdly, using interdisciplinary thinking to improve investment judgment. One of Mobisin's distinctive contributions is his use of ideas from outside traditional finance. The Investing Mind reflects his long-standing interest in consilience, the integration of insights across fields such as psychology, statistics, biology, competitive strategy, and complex systems. This matters because markets are not mechanical devices with one simple driver. They are adaptive systems made up of people, institutions, incentives, narratives, and feedback loops. A narrow financial model may be useful, but it can miss behavioral biases, competitive dynamics, or nonlinear change. Interdisciplinary thinking helps investors ask better questions. Psychology clarifies how overconfidence and confirmation bias distort judgment. Probability helps frame uncertainty in terms of ranges rather than single-point estimates. Strategy helps assess whether a company's returns are protected by durable advantages or vulnerable to competition. Complex systems thinking warns that small changes can sometimes produce large effects when participants imitate or react to one another. The book does not present these fields as intellectual decoration. It treats them as tools for reducing avoidable error. For serious investors, this broad approach is valuable because investment problems rarely fit neatly inside one academic category. Fourthly, connecting valuation, expectations, and competitive advantage. Although the investing mind is not presented as a narrow valuation textbook, Mobison's broader body of work strongly informs its attention to expectations and business economics. A stock price reflects a set of implied expectations about future cash flows, growth, returns on capital, and risk. Successful investors, therefore, need to compare what the market appears to expect with what a company can plausibly deliver. This shifts the analysis away from simply asking whether a business is good and toward asking whether the current price already discounts that quality. A strong company can be a weak investment if expectations are too high, while a troubled company can be attractive if expectations are overly pessimistic and conditions improve. Competitive advantage is essential because it influences how long superior returns can persist. Investors must think about industry structure, reinvestment opportunities, management capital allocation, and the forces that erode excess profits. This topic is important because it links qualitative business judgment to quantitative valuation discipline. Mobison's framework encourages investors to avoid vague admiration for popular companies and instead identify the economic assumptions embedded in the price. Lastly, managing behavioral bias through disciplined decision routines. The investing mind treats investor psychology as a practical risk, not merely an academic subject. Investors face recurring temptations. They search for confirming evidence, anchor on purchase prices, extrapolate recent trends, imitate successful peers, and become more confident after favorable outcomes. These biases are especially damaging because markets provide ambiguous feedback. A rising price can make a weak thesis feel correct, while a falling price can make a sound thesis feel mistaken. Mobison's emphasis on process helps counter these tendencies through routines that slow judgment and make assumptions visible. Useful routines include considering alternative explanations, comparing a case with relevant base rates, defining what evidence would change the view, and reviewing decisions after the fact. The purpose is not to eliminate emotion, which is unrealistic, but to design an environment in which emotion has less opportunity to dominate analysis. This topic has direct application for both professionals and individual investors. A disciplined routine can prevent excessive trading, reduce narrative chasing, and improve the consistency of decisions. In Mobison's framework, better behavior is not a matter of willpower alone. It is supported by structures that make careful reasoning easier. In conclusion, the investing mind is best suited to professional investors, analysts, portfolio managers, investment committee members, and serious individual investors who want to improve the quality of their judgment rather than collect short-term market tips. Readers looking for a simple formula, model portfolio, or tactical trading system may find it more conceptual than prescriptive. Its value lies in helping investors understand how durable investment skill is built through probabilistic thinking, disciplined process, awareness of behavioral error, careful interpretation of outcomes, and analysis of expectations embedded in prices. The practical benefit is a clearer framework for making and reviewing decisions under uncertainty. The intellectual benefit is a broader view of investing as a field that draws on finance, psychology, statistics, strategy, and complex systems. Compared with many investing books, it stands out because Mobison does not rely primarily on anecdotes about winning trades or simplified rules of thumb. His perspective is shaped by decades of market experience and by sustained engagement with academic and professional research. The result is a book about how investors think, not just what they own, in a category often divided between technical manuals and motivational advice. The investing mind occupies a distinctive middle ground, rigorous, reflective, and focused on principles that remain relevant across changing market cycles. If you would like to support Michael J. Mobison, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.